jizhōngbō chī dā pīdā chī yī chī tātī chē tsāwā chī nī ngā tsō yī ngā rō tsō lī chī sēnā mā shō nī pīyā yā shō tēlō mō chā wā tē nī yā lā jī tēn chū chū rē sēnā nī ngā bā chī yō rā sēnā
So we arranged the you know, best materials and best intention So for this, what we have without feeling any stinginess is the best is the water offering
ane jidan yang chupi tong chisa ngima nga zo pete la chi de bo che sa re la da de chi chu de ni mi xing yan de chi xie na yan da da de yan
so water bowl offering is the best so you know we don't feel any stinginess and it is easy to obtain So, you know, it is the best offering. So we have talked about how to make the water bowl offering before. So today is not sure, you know, we need to repeat it or not.
Chupa kati piso na pene yinchi miji nga so cheta nga so pepi lonsa la dinsa dinsa sikuru yinchi miji dinsa zangka mara lada ko kai yinare, shego yinare, jidang yinare ko kasi rana chi nyinse, kasi pitu na yini zangma haji she, yini tigang la chidulu yini oma ahun se de yinchi miji chupa ja tigang na yini nga so ki tanji doya ye yini khaan de doyotu na chupi shingla, chupi chingi khaan de doyotu, khaan de doyota yini chota chupa chagarisa
So to make the offering, you know, it don't need to be a really certain number, like a water bowl offering. You know, we always try to have a seven set of offering bowls, but it is not necessary. You can make a one bowl offering or three bowl offering or 10 bowl or, you know, it doesn't matter the number. The main thing is your intention. And the offering substances, you don't feel any regrets or stinginess about the offering.
Then the dinsan ra buchi dingin is on a tombo tama ji pasha ji ji gong leja, any tombo tele chute zulu, any woma tele chute para jahin jahin jana, any paru le nendichi mato ye, any patu mengi jana, any bet katu kubin zipasha wa sidi, kapu katu jana, pida jana jigula, tande jana.
So when we do the water bowl offering, the bowl need to be really clean and water need to be clean and you know when you have a seven water bowl offering then you set the water bowl you know not empty little bit of water in each bowl then set up straight and it in between the bowl there are small gaps leave a small gap not touching each other not a big gap equal amount of gap between all the you know bowls it is said that you know the gap should be like a grain of barley or wheat
sama chane ne ya chue ya pedi ga so ne la ba ji gi be de ji tong ju tong so ne ma ja la ba ni gi ma ki sho de de me go ne ni tong bo pha bo lu ni bo bo lu ni tha ma de la ni ka sa pha bo lu ne ni ya tong cha ne de ji gi tong cha pa de ja de ne ja go sa
And when we pour the water into the bowl, you know, with two hands, with due respects, like offering to a important person, like that, you know, with two hands, with due respects, first not a big steam, first a small, thin steam, and then make it bigger, and at the end, a small stem like a shape of a barley it is set like a shape of a barley and don't fill the bowl all the way to the rim all or you know like leave the bowl half empty not like that you know leave us a space of a grain and with due respects make the water bowl offering like that
chut bet ya chut ya ma khong bet de tong ba lo so na ni ge yi xian ye phong ba lo so ba mi chen de yi bian de zhen yi gan gan yu re su bet ya chut lo de de bet ka jo jiang lo so na ni chu chen so ma tu ba dang ni de zhen yi zha mi de ba yu re su jiu jiu de zhen cha so na ni ji lang lo ba de zhen le che yi ka san zhuo yi de zhen yi ten di chu gu re su na de ji xie shu yu de ta ma su ka zhe wo ti su me ge san na re de ni mi jian de zhen ro
And if you overflow the bowl, then you know it will leave an imprint that in future you cannot able to guard your vows and pledges. And if you leave the bowl empty, then you will be, in future you will be lack of guidance through your spiritual quest. And if you set up the bowl crooked, then in future you will meet a wrong instructor or guidance, and then you will commit a lot of negativities. Also, if we could, then you can, if we have a seven bowl, then we can make a, you know, offering like mentioned in the rituals, like two bowl of water, water for the drinking, water to for the cleaning, and flour, one bowl for the flour, and one bowl for the fragrances, incense, and one bowl for the butter lamp, and one bowl for the scented water, and one bowl for the, you know, food offering, whatever is a cake or fruit or any kind of food offering. And also, we can arrange the offering substances like a, it is like a Samindabhadra's offering, like water in one line, and flour in one line, and perfumes and so on in a line, different lines for the different offering. That arrangement is also okay. And at the same time, when we, after making the offerings, we try to bless and multiply the offering in an infinite number by reciting the offering mantras, like, you know, we do like Om Namo Bhagavate Pensasaratamadani, as we recite in the Jorcha. So the Claire and Andrew want to explain about the, you know, Samindabhadra's offering. You know, there is a subject about the Samindabhadra's offering, but, you know, Rinpoche is not sure about that, so he cannot able to talk today. But, you know, it, there is really one, because, you know, we have a butter lamp bowl. It is called the Samindabhadra's butter lamp. So that is the how to set up the offering substances, and how to visualize is, you know, from your heart, goddesses of different offerings holding the different offering substances. You know, first from your heart, emanate the seven goddesses holding seven different kind of offering objects, and from that seven, each again, you know, emanate seven goddesses from each seven goddesses, and so on. So that is how, you know, making the offering through the imagination, making the offering of Samindabhadra's offering.
Tāna ngā sō tīgī pēnā āgāng pāndē sē tī tīgī ngā sō chēpā pī tī tē āni tōma jāndē dē āni kār sā jāndē dē lā āni chēpā pī nē kā sā lā āni jāndē dē rāng kē āni jāgā kī yū tāng tēng bā āni pēnā jēpō tāndē lā āni dēnē shī pī kā sā lā āni chēpā kā sā nē kā shī tī tā jīpā chē nā pī shū sā nā āni tāna ngā sō kī lō sō tē chē nā yōng dā chē nā āni nē shī ngā sā nā tēnā pī kā sā lā tā.
So in the rituals, you know, the offering is, you know, as we know, as you know, agam padi pibe dube, or like that. This happened in the Buddha Shakyamuni's time in India. It is the custom of India when there's a guest, first you make the, you know, drinking water, and then wash the feet. And so on. Likewise, Buddha Shakyamuni recommended these offerings as the custom in India.
Pena dachi esu keke ma tangu mare katu pisa di ko choka shan esu keke chegu mare ko katu dion dhruwa shaga resa la ta, yon dachi.
So like in this seven limb practice, you know, we don't have a ritual like a self-generation or the front generation. So, you know, we directly make the offering as we recite the text.
Yeah, pena dachi rabu chi tong choka chi piku ya na inji miji agam pande ki shato te maja na pena shaji rabu yin so na choka chi ya ki chun yo rizu tani songu duwa.
So if you make the offering in conjunction with a certain rituals or the rites, as then if you don't do the mudras of the offering, then there would be, the rite would be not complete, and you know, there would be some offering lacking, so the rite would be not complete.
You got to do the mudras.
So as you know, you do the performing tantras kind of ritual or the rites, at that time if you don't do the mudras, then the ritual or the rite would be not complete. So you got to do the, arrange the offering as well as you do the offering mudras
too.
So as you know, Claire and Andrew requested to teach the offering mudras as Guru Yoga or the Lama Chöpa practice. So you know, if one need to have a transmission, then he don't have one. But if he could directly, you know, show how to do the mudras, then he can show it.
So
to teach the different mudras, it need to be accord with certain rituals. If you don't memorize the ritual or don't know the ritual, then it is hard to teach the mudras. So in what time the mudra need to be done and in what time mudra need to be stopped. You know, it all, you know, depends on the rituals.
Rani lada wo chie mian na rani yin qing kan nong lo la yin ju qiu bi nan mo de zhi ni pei se de da de de ge ma de la da a le dong mo rani lada wo chie.
So in order to make the offerings, emanate the offering goddesses from your heart, in order to emanate the offering goddess from your heart, first you need to empty your ordinary appearances, and then, you know, from the emptiness, you need to generate yourself as meditational deities. Then you can meditate and emanate the offering goddess from your heart. Otherwise, as we are ordinary being, there's no way we can emanate our offering goddess from an ordinary being's heart.
Pena ngaso lama chaba de yin chi mi ji rani yeda sa de ji su kono ne ba de che go la da de le ji mi ji pena de chen ngale rani lama la se de de wa chen bi nga le nga la che sha ye ni de yin nga la ni ga re la mi ne jo chi ma chi yin ro ye chi je re ma do la ji ne ma chi ba de rani lama chi ba ta chi de ji ne ye ma la da che dang.
So generally, when we do the guru yoga or the lama chaba, we need to generate ourselves into one of the meditational deities, such as you can generate yourself as a Gwe Samaja meditational Buddha or Yamintaka, or generate yourself as a Chakrasambhara. Without generating yourself into a meditational Buddha, you cannot allow or to do the Guru Yoga.
But I think that the teaching for Haji men don't put the teaching unless they don't want to know. Don't put a guess is a John Rossing on the door. Any genuine teaching unless the Rani Haji, any genuine non-chasing logic and chagri, the drinking and the chiba jerda, scots on Ali here, make him do, you shall. That you shall. The scots in good Jinsu Maro, Chichu Shasha, the Chichu. Take it. Ali Tombo Tender is a lot of Hachiwala, Tombo Rani, Pena, John Rosen, Semijas of Hondo, Dieton, Tombani, Tonjanche, any genie lacarin, the Tichiago Salad, Cosun Yun Mando Hachi, Junior, John Rosen, Junior, Dijil Tombani, Dobby Lodge, Hondo, Dij Tonjanche, any genie lacarin, the Tating or Jangles.
So, in order to generate ourselves into a meditational Buddha or the deity, you know, first we need to have taken refuge in three jewels, and then we need to generate our body mind, and then, you know, we need to reflect on the meaning or the understanding of emptiness, and through that understanding of emptiness, ordinary appearances need to be dissolved into emptiness, and then from that sphere of emptiness, ourself generate into, certain, that particular meditational Buddha. Otherwise, without doing these things, we cannot able to spontaneously generate into a meditational Buddha. So in this way, how to do the mudra, offering mudra, is each of the offering mudra, first you need to do a circle lotus mudra. So our physical body is built into different channels, and also we have different chakras in our certain parts. So in the heart, we have a chakra there is eight petal chakras in our heart. And in the eight petals of the heart chakra, there is in the each petal represent eight different female deities or goddess. So then when you do the mudras, first you need to do the circle lotus mudra, then you need to snap your two fingers. When you snap your two fingers, imagine that from your eight petals of your heart chakra emanate eight goddesses holding whatever the offering substances is here. First offering would be water, eight goddesses. When you snap, imagine eight water offering goddesses, come out from your heart chakra. So if you do the circle lotus circle mudra, that means that eight different petals is synchronized together, and it represents when you do the circle, you need to fold your two thumbs inside your palm, and eight fingers represent the eight flower petals and synchronize together, circle it, and then when you snap it, imagine it goddesses come out from your heart chakra.
And
when we make the offerings with in conjunction with a shlok or a stanza, then you need to do three circles of lotus circle mudra. So here, why three is who is making the offering, the person, the offering substances, and the object of the offering. All these three are empty of elaborations. So it is in the nature of inherent existence or in the nature of emptiness. And when you make the argam is a water bowl offering, this water can be drinking water or it can be a washing water, either way. So when you do the snapping out, the offering goddesses come out from your heart, and after making the offerings, then when you snap inwards, at that time, it is important to dissolve all those offering goddess into your heart chakra. So why it is important to dissolve into the heart is that in future, when we attain the high realization, at that time, all our wind energy will be dissolved into the central channel of the heart.
Agonche. Ani pande se de chidan ina ngo su shatu tone chedi ko sala ani pena chuno lo le meto lo bi shajan ra buchi. Rese gdo ani chidan ge jaga ye ni tone shau chasa da tone ge chu tone no la meto chama shi bo tone lugo ya sa ro tone ge chuno ra buchi chena pande se de shatu cheta.
So when we do the argam, then the second is padi. It at that time first make the water, first make the flower offer to the feet, and then wash the feet. So you know, in ancient India's custom, you know, the washing water filled with different fragrances of the flower and flower petals.
Ni ti jela ni agam pande chi pbs de ni karan meto ni java ye mise ye de ni ma so ye de ja chong na ni meto de ja ni ni ti meto se de chen ni jin ka de ta ji meto pe ma pe ko che ya ta ni chwa la chi ton chi ba che sha ne ko ton de la agam ye chu pande ye ni chu pbs ye ni meto ka ji de de ko de ma de ye chi ba sa
and all the these different offerings, the petal circle mudras and snapping outwards and snapping inwards, and all those are same. The differences is, you know, at the flower time, and these mudras are different. So flower, you know, making the flower garland or flower on the head or hair or like that. And dupe is incense, you know, the goddess. So goddess holding the, you know, different scented of incense. So when go to India, you know, there, you know, in a, such as in a restaurant, such as in a restaurant, always there is a flower on the table, and there is an incense, incense burning on the gate or outside of the restaurant. And then aloki is a light offering for the eye, you know, light offering for the eye. So lamp can be any kind of lamp. It could be a light bulb lamp, or a candle lamp, or a butter lamp, or any kind of lamp that, you know, dispel that darkness.
Pingyo de su figure sana rangi nika ye chubi namo je tribi chubi namo jebo de ye ni figure wala da.
And you know, who is making this offering is, as mentioned earlier, you know, emanate from your heart, there are eight goddesses holding eight lamp, and they are making the offerings.
Pesa ka figure
on behalf of you, and whom they are making the offering is, and in front we have visualized the merit field to them. So there are you know, different mudras, you know, he think it is not very necessary or helpful for you guys, because, you know, nobody will ask you guys to do, you know, certain ritual or rites or so on. So main thing is to understand the meaning, you know, what they are doing. If somebody is doing like that kind of mudra, then, you know, if somebody asks what he is doing, and then you can explain, oh, he's doing like this, this and that. So that much will be enough.
chebi nama ge ni zhi ge ni dong chi chung chung nong lo la zhi xin bo de lu yin ye de lu ku yun de ni cu yin ye zhang da nyang pa la zhi yin. Dan ji zhi ye de ji ye zhi de yin la yang pa cu yin zhang da nyang pa yin de ta ya pa chi de lu de lu pa zhi ni bi ni ta gang ji su su ki gang me bi chu chu che chu bar sa la.
And Gandhi is a scented water, you know, the goddesses in tradition that visualize the goddesses holding a conch shell full of scented water and offering those scented water in the Buddha's and Bodhisattva's body.
Patombo chidi ji, si dhvatala ji, dini paru tela, jyoti pa ji ji la pa bacha jana sacha matangi sungi, chun panchongi, karasa chun pingi tsuyumdi gosala, karasa pandi pingi panchongi, kanji dhinti ji bhe, sing sabo shui ji mi bacha jana rigri songdo da.
So when we emanate from our heart, there's only 8 goddesses. And when we dissolve, there's only 8 goddesses. But in between, we can, if we, it's convenient to imagine, then, you know, we can imagine, you know, infinite, some going to offer and some coming back after making the offerings and like full of activities there. We can imagine like that.
And when we
make the offering, at that time we need to imagine it is important to visualize or to imagine that by accepting these offerings, you know, the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas filled with bliss and, you know, delighted to us and looking us with a delightful eye. So this is important. And after that, you know, is food offering, like a feast, is the actual offering.
And after
making the food offering, and when starting the food, then emanate the orchestra goddesses and playing in different kind of beautiful musics while they are while the merit field is dining.
And
also, same time, we can imagine that making 5 different kind of offering object to please the 5 senses of the merit field too. So we can, at the offering time, we can imagine as best and as elaborate, exquisite as we could.
Tell us, Penan, you also give Penan Zambulin the Segura, the Kandi Jessina did the Tashi Taji, and it Taji Pena Lana maybe Chevasin Jidua, the city lady Pena Mazogi Casa Passan, the Shins and Danjoy Pass and Mamma by Lotus and Dua, Kandi Tissu, Tan, any Shanches and Betriba, let you be in Nagatai appeared as Lana maybe Chiba than Redua.
And also at that time, this time we can make the, you know, unsurpassed offerings like precious, you know, wish-fulfilling trees and unplowed maize. And all these kind of things can be unsurpassed offering. And as well as we can offer the precious horse, elephants and queens and precious queens and the generals and the ministers and so on. So we don't have much time, so this we will conclude here as offering a limb, and then again they request for a mandala offering. So we will do the mandala offering here.
Dinunu shapiyola chene sosogi dipala jese chene shapa cheya thero wala da shapiyola.
So after that, you know, confession limp practice. Confession limp practice means, you know, whatever non-virtuous deeds of our three doors, regret for that and try to purify those things is the confession limp practice.
Tijela ene jesu yeran yala tene rangshi je gewa la jesu yeran sanje shangchu senpa deda la su be ene gewa kansa pa teni la jenje gewa la thado ma jewa jesu yeran che etela jesu yeran yala se gero was.
And rejoicing is, you know, ourselves and others, you know, virtuous deeds, all for this we rejoice. We don't jealous or we don't kind of sarcastic for those things. We simply rejoice for whatever good deeds we ourselves and all the others did.
Pena chungko ko ke bi hala sin de khasing la iba pena de ju so ji teni la men de so bu guba in sai de guba in chuba in gon ji men de so bu guba ji la ni kolo ni zedong da den ba ji mi ne ni ya chu ju kolo ko ro chi sen ya so wa da ni kolo phi bi mi ba che gu do.
And then, you know, try to, then the next is to give the teaching limp practice is that, you know, as mentioned before, make a 9 heaps of mandala offering and visualize that mandala into 1,000 spoke golden wheel and make that wheel offering as an offering to the merit field and request to give the teaching.
Dinju chojin la ni rowa sanje gi ta do ni ke ba janse pa ta shuro je se ni nyang yem da so ta ba da la ni men de chum nga ba chi go te ni do ji chola mi ni ya phi go re se.
And then the next is, you know, remain forever for the benefit of all the sentient beings. For this practice, make a 5 heaps of mandala offering and visualize that mandala offering into a big golden throne and request the, you know, merit field remain forever, not pass into parinirvana, remain forever for the sake of all sentient beings.
Zubi sanje ge ni thapa shuwa se ni jula miye taro ala di, jula kwenye di, jula triye di.
And then last is the dedication, you know, dedicate the merit, whatever ourselves and others and Buddhas of the three times have accumulated, dedicate all this merit to become the causes to attain the Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings.
Hāndere, tē dīmbō tē māngsā na, pē na shintā yōng lā dīng yōng yī chī lā pē jā na, nā chī māngsā na shintā tē rōgō mā rī sā, tē nā yī yōng lā dīng yōng bā tā sāng gō rī sā, sōng dō sā lā tā.
So, like this 7 limb practice, if we don't do all the 7 limb practice, then the practice is incomplete. So, it is like a 7 horse chariot. So, if the one horse is missing, then the chariot would be really imbalanced and it cannot run, go as it should be. So it is like that. So we are out of time, but the mandala offering after the the offering substances, then we need to do the mandala offering.
Jida mendre singe de cho sa yele mendre la chu de na lab chiwa chi yo ma re. Jipa jang la dosen gon de la chi ba yo ma sa la ta ga ji chi singe de kari shi so na ya chong chong ni jin de re.
So to accumulate the merit, mandala offering is the most powerful to accumulate merit, and to purify the negativities, the Vajrasattva practice is the most powerful to purify the negativities.
Yang dengi ga yang la dimbale shulu ro de la ge che che ke ye mar sala da. Pe na do sen gon de je son na sha bi yang la ka du che go re. Chu ba pe son me de pe son na chu bi yang la yang na sha ba ka du ko no je ma ro jin yang la dimbi jolo lo ro de che che ye mar sala.
So this two practice also included in seven limb practice. There is no any practice that will pass or beyond the, you know, seven limb practice. When we do the mandala offering practice, it will include it in the offering limb. And when we do the, you know, Vajrasattva practice, it will include it in the purification limb. So what is mandala offering? Is mandala offering is a, you know, offering of an entire universe, our earth and the continent and four different continents and four subcontinents and sun and the moon, all this universe visualize into a pure Buddha field and make the offering to the merit field.
Ani dintu ki yonsu zuba ding susu le piye ki totong rabu kari yore sa sona susu le jiong ki desu ki piye de la njawa yenge ki yore sa sona.
So how we can able to offer all the universe, because we don't own the universe. So, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, as we are born in this universe, we have a share in this universe. So, you know, it is not wrong or it is okay to offer the universe.
Ben, can you say so? Did you combat the Jitra so combat the children did not dare you launch your own city doors?
So even though it is like analogy is like this, even though this place is owned by Gyutu Monastery, but you know we all have some kind of right to use this place.
Then you hear the such a day in America such a Gandhi longer than the way on sitting around told you the lay.
So even though this place is America, but when Rinpoche walk on the street, he has a certain right to walk on this American road. He has a certain karmic rights.
That Jeba Meguache, Taji Sajibeche, Sholoka, Sinichi Javin, Selada, any Pichan, yes.
So anyway, we don't have much time, so we will do a short explanation of the mandala offering, the four lines, then we will stop. So here the basis is the golden ground of the world. So this is the basis.
And
the ground, golden ground of the world is clean and apply with beautiful fragrances, incense, and spread with different flower petals.
And
on that ground, as mentioned in the sutras, even though scientifically, you know, His Holiness says it is not accurate, but, you know, we have to go through whatever mentioned in the sutras. So, you know, in the center there is the Mount Meru. So that Mount Meru is 80,000 pakse. Pakse means how major, I don't know. It's called pakse in Tibetan. So 80,000 pakse is submerged into the ocean, and 80,000 pakse is above the ocean. And that color of the Mount Meru east is a crystal, and the south is lapis color of lapis lazuli blue, and west is color of the west is ruby like red, and the north is the gold is yellow in color. On the four direction of the Mount Meru, there are four continents, including our Earth.
And sun and
the moon, all the things we occur are assembled or gathered in that golden ground of the world. So visualize this universe, even though it is not a pure universe like a mandala of our meditational deities, but you know, imagine it as a pure Buddha field and make that Buddha field to the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas.
Karichen Pigu in Sesona, any draws in Tanchi, any Joking Nanda in the Severo, Namba Tapu, Loy Lane, any Karere, any Sosa, Jibaja, and Bitandala, Sego and Jigina, and Sanji Kumutabis and a Kanjan Jiba Karijajero, Sanji Joking Nanda in the Shoba shows, draws in Tanji, any Chiran Sogini, Shin Abataba Longshiba, and Shin Gaso, and Yuan Shoda would achieve.
So why making this offering and visualize into a pure Buddha field? Because, you know, because to leave an imprint in our mind stream that in future we also could able to enjoy this Buddha field as Buddhas and Bodhisattvas enjoy. So, you know, by reflecting on these things, we ordinary people cannot ever to imagine. Can you guys? So, and also there is a request that we try to learn the tune and the melodious tune to sing the, you know, mandala offering. So today we don't have a time, we will leave here. So maybe some must be really tired and aching their knees and, you know, cursing Rinpoche. You know, why he's not stopping now? So we will stop here and do the dedication as usual. So if we attempt to practice, then everything need to be done. So mandala literally means a circle. So idam guru and mandala kam niyataya mi, the Sanskrit word or the mantra is that this mandala or that this circle offer to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas.
And
after the, you know, four line of Sashipushi, and the next, you know, stanza would be different at a different time. So if for that, before the teaching, four line would be to request for the teaching stanzas, and if for the long life mandala offering, then it could be requesting to remain forever, like that kind of stanzas, and so on. So Claire and Andrew, you know, whatever you guys gonna do, you know, if you guys have something to say, then we will leave here and you guys carry on. Otherwise, you know, if there's nothing to say, then well, we are reciting, you do your things.
Thank you. Jesus, Amen.